Welcome back to Right Side, where we're just stirring it up today. I hope John Wall's ready for this, because we're stirred up, we're caffeinated and ready. So, Allison, you ask a good question, because I know people are like, what is actually happening with Anna Paulina Luna? What was that?
What did she said, that wasn't my clip. She said, why are people making back, I mean, that's pretty much Washington, D.C., but what's the subject she's talking about?
So, remind me of the representative's name that was caught texting Epstein, the Democrat.
Stacey Plaskett, so, from basically the Virgin, USVI.
So after they passed the Epstein Transparency Act, they then took a vote to censor said representative for, which he got caught texting Epstein in 2019 during an oversight hearing about how to go after Trump. Pretty much getting ammunition from Epstein on, this is how you can attack Trump. This is how you can go after Trump.
So during the hearing, yes. Epstein was texting Plaskett.
Yes. This is how. Yes.
Is it a female?
Yes.
It's a female.
And saying, this is what I have on him, or this is what you should do.
Yes, pretty much.
So Michael Schellenberger has the whole thing, because it's hard to believe, because you think that, no. Again, come on. And they didn't censure her.
No.
Because
They voted not to?
They voted not to. And you can see, and then he lays out further past these videos and shows you exactly what they're talking about in real time. Starting with, hey, great outfit.
Oh,
he's
gross.
Complimenting her outfit. And so what he did was hosted a fundraiser for her. She went to the island first. She begged for money.
Like the island?
Well, let's just say they knew each other. And she got money for her campaign. He hosted an event. She was basically beholden to him. So when she says she was receiving texts from a constituent.
Yeah.
That's what politicians do. It's technically not a lie.
Yeah, I know.
It's technically not illegal.
But that's the spin of like, what? Right. You can't take texts from a constituent. It's like, if that guy is Jeffrey Epstein and you're texting him during a hearing about how to effectively go after the president, the sitting president at the time, also taking money from Jeffrey Epstein, which you just passed a Transparency Act to release all the files of him being a pedophile and potentially linked with the most important people, not only in our government, but the world. Like, yeah, this is not just some constituent. This is Jeffrey Epstein. So they didn't vote to censure her. And the reason why, according to Anna Paulina Luna and Tim Burchett, is it was, they made a deal, a backroom deal, Republican leadership and Democrat leadership, to not censure that representative if the Democrats wouldn't vote to censor Corey Mills, who is a Republican. Apparently, if the Democrat congresswoman would have been censured, the Democrats were all going to come and censure Corey Mills over some sort of restraining order that was put on him by his ex-girlfriend. I don't know the full story, but pretty much Republicans said, look, we don't censor your person, you won't censor ours.
How about we censor both of them?
Exactly.
How about not only do we censor both of them, but we also use this as an opportunity to remind all the people who still haven't gotten the memo that the Trump-Russia collusion situation was a hoax and that they really were trying to get Trump Exhibit A.
Yeah.
Right here on a silver platter for you. That's all.
It's gross, because it's another example of these people could care less about holding each other accountable or in actually doing what's right. They just care about the R. They care about the D. Hey, this is team politics. Hey, you know, American citizens aside, this is just us talking to, you know, if you won't mess me up, I won't mess you up. Okay, all right, deal. Doesn't matter if you're conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein or whatever Corey Mills did. It's just, you feel like you have to take a bath after just watching it. Like, these are the people that are running our country. And Tim Burchett, he did one of his, you know, walking and talking videos after, and I haven't seen him that mad before talking about, the caption was actually, I'm so fed up with these bunch of losers, period.
Can you play it?
I can. It's about 2.5 minutes, so we can cut it off when we're ready.
Well, no, we have time.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's so, really good.
Yeah, we can play that if you want.
Hey, everybody. Tim Burchett, Late Vote Series, to censor delegate, Stacy Plaskett. She's the one that was received a sizable contribution from Epstein, which apparently is legal. I'm not sure, but she also is the one who was texting with him during a committee hearing, getting instructions on how to better attack Trump from Epstein, sending her the text. And so she's on some pretty powerful committees, and that just tells you how corrupt this place is. But the disgusting thing about it was four Republicans chose not to vote. Three Republicans voted present, and three Republicans voted no. So it failed. And what they did was they cut a deal. They cut a deal on another, on an ethics vote on a Republican. And that's just wrong. If everybody ought to just stand on their own. If it were truly, we don't care whose party these sex offenders and all this other stuff are in, we're going after them, then we start cutting deals. To me, it's really disgusting. I get disgusted about some things, but this is one that's really, really bad. You've got some people on there who are chairman of committees and things like that. And that's the kind of people we put in leadership. It's bogus, and it stinks. And the first opportunity I get to speak to our leadership, I will give them a piece of my mind, and I doubt it will go anywhere. But they're the most sewer-dwelling people, some of these folks, not all of them, but some of them are. It's just disgusting. It really is. Anyway, still, thank y'all for sending me here. We got to keep fighting. We quit, and we lose the whole deal. Remember Reagan said we're one generation away from losing our country? Folks, we're one boat series away from losing our country. We got to wake up. God's given us an incredible gift, and we're just blowing it. It won't be around for everybody. It's just for their grandkids. Dadgum, it might not be around for your kids. It might not make it to the end of the year. Let's take our country back, folks. Thank y'all for sitting here.
This is going to take me a minute, but I'm so curious who he was talking about. I found the roll call and the vote yesterday. I want to know who the Republicans were that voted present and voted no. So I'm going to see how I can sort through that. It'll tell us a lot.
I like what he said yesterday in his previous statement in the hallway, that the swamp was something that God created, that this is a sewer that needs cleaning out. And I thought, okay, that's a great way to put it. But the other thing that bothered me is that when Ana Paulina Luna went forward to just make that statement, ask the question, I understand that she was out of order. I understand that the rules weren't followed. But are we not sick of people saying you didn't do that just right, so we can't help you? You know, it's the same thing and the same reason, Allison, why we got back involved in politics after little breaks. Because during COVID, we were told when we reached out to leadership at school or church leaders, you were out of order. You didn't follow the proper channels. Are we not tired of being told that poppycock and balderdash by people who know better and they know exactly and they know that we know and they do not care?
I mean, this wasn't even, as far as I can tell, this wasn't even that. This is purely CYA.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. Uniparty garbage. There's no principle. There's no conviction. I don't know how most of these people sleep at night. I'm not going to say they're all bad. We have some great congressional delegates. But as a whole, the whole thing is corrupt. It's disgusting. Most of them are compromised. And most of them at the end of the day do not care about the American people. They care about their stock trades and making sure they can continue to get what they can get and do what they can do. And this is the ultimate example of something that is so disgusting, and you still are out for yourself. You still will compromise. You'll still take that handshake in the dark room of the Senate
I've got the list of Republicans who voted no and present, by the way, if you want those.
Okay, that was probably way quicker than going through the roll call.
Don Bacon from Nebraska voted nay.
Biscuit.
We got Lance Gooden of Texas.
Well, appropriate name, Gooden.
Voted nay.
Turd.
And then we got Dave Joyce of Ohio, who voted nay.
Come on,
nobody even knows you, Dave.
And then the ones that voted present, Andrew Garbarino of New York. Dan Muser of Pennsylvania. And then we got Jay Obernolt of California.
Who?
Yeah. So those were the six that voted nay and present.
So...
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry. So sorry. We have some more that did not vote at all. We've got, let's see here, Trent Kelly of Mississippi.
Like he just wasn't there?
Yeah, he just didn't vote at all.
Yeah. That's the way I would do it.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know. You fell asleep and missed the vote.
We got Rowley of Ohio, Rutherford of Florida, and then Womack of Arkansas all did not vote on it either. So those are the Republicans that voted nay, present, and not voting.
I don't even know at this point.
Do you go with, as our friend Scott Beeson says, Craig's Law on this? Craig's Law says it's pretty obvious. Like, are they all caught up in this? If you're going to vote no and present, like, what's your motivation? Why would you not?
Mike Johnson.
Okay. Let's go with the most benign, the least maniacal answer to that.
They got drunk at dinner
and couldn't make it.
And they just couldn't even walk back.
Okay.
Is this for the ones that didn't vote at all or voted nay or all the above?
Any of them.
All of them.
Like, it's not important enough to be there or I'm going to vote no.
I mean, the most benign answer is they were told to vote no. Like, that's the most benign. Like, Mike Johnson told them, vote no or vote present, not vote, whatever you got to do, and we will keep you in mind later. We'll get you some pork. Don't worry.
Do y'all think Mike Johnson is hiding something? Or
I mean, he's the leader of the, not only Speaker of the House, but literally the Republican leader in the House. So I guarantee you he was behind this backroom deal, or at the very least approved it. So I don't know. I don't know if he's hiding something, but he's definitely partaking in the grossness of what this was, for
he's
sure.
He's allowing it to take
yes.
place.
Mm-hmm, at the very least.
Which I think is the most awful reason, is that they are all caught up. I mean, as you're reading the list, as you first made the statement and then you read the list of the people, my instant response was, oh, they're participants. Mm. What do they have on them? That they, oops, I got drunk at dinner. Oh, I had to catch a flight. I don't know. I don't know what these people do. Anywho.
But I know we got to go to a break, but one last thing. Jamie Raskin, who is a Democratic congressman, when he was giving a speech on the floor before the vote, and that he gave the spin of, what, Congresswoman can't text with her constituent? But then he said this at the end, which came off as a threat. He goes, so are you saying that if you vote to censure her, are you saying that nobody on your side has any text with Jeffrey Epstein at all? I would be careful if you're going to put that on the record. That's what he said.
Jamie Raskin.
So.
But that's where I think we're different, or we should be different. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, black, white, red, brown, if expose it all.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
Blow the Republican Party up. I don't even care. I just don't, and it shouldn't be like that, but it is like that. Sometime it'd be that way. Sometime, what was that quote?
We'll have to work on that quote.
I'm going to look it up.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, but...
We don't know why it'd be like that, but it do.
Somebody in Alabama said something one time. We're going to figure out when and where. While we do that, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. We may need to go just wash up after that.
Dana from Athens. Why?
So if you want to, we're not advocating that you do, but if you want to, I didn't know about Corey Mills. Again, reiterating, we learn together here. Corey Mills, Florida, Schmorta. What's the problem with Corey Mills? He is a sick and twisted man. Sick. Threatening. why in the world, Republicans, did you keep him? Are you telling me of all the millions of people who live in Florida, you can't find somebody with some character to represent your 7th district? I lived there. There's a lot of people. And you're telling me, Republicans, this is okay? Like, it almost makes what Kathy, or whatever this, who's the other girl that we're talking about that's a Democrat?
Plaskett.
Stacey Plaskett. Gross.
Okay.
Just gross.
Look, Dana said to go check out Nancy Mace's post on X. Apparently she's leading the way, kind of urging to remove him from committee assignments, et cetera, for lots of things. She says allegations of stolen valor, domestic abuse, arms deals with the U.S. government. He's a shady guy. He's a terrible guy. Okay, but then you look up and see some of the texts. And initially I said, and I still will say, it's not illegal
to be a creep.
To be a creep.
To a certain extent.
But this is like, my jaw dropped open.
It did.
Again, if everybody in this conversation is an adult, there's really probably nothing legally you can do, but it is unsavory and it is unbecoming of someone that is representing you. And unfortunately, I don't think this is special.
No.
I think these texts are out there for 50%.
Yeah.
Well, here's the other problem. Not only does he threaten these women, and many of them have to get restraining orders against him, but Nancy Mace has her own trouble too.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Oh, she's losing her mind.
Mm.
And she's running for governor of South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So everybody's got problems. The question is for all of us, because as you have said for years, we operate and exist in a nation of laws with a uniparty. One's not that different than the other. And that's why people are frustrated with y'all, is you pretend to stand up for things. And then when it comes to this stuff, tell us without telling us, y'all got some pervs in your midst.
Oh, we have some, maybe more. And it's maybe even worse on our side because we claim to be so godly, so Christian, so good, so family. And then we act just like them. And lest you think this is not happening in the great state of Alabama or Montgomery, you would be very wrong.
Well, it just shows that this guy was worth protecting. That like the Republicans up in D.C. saw this guy as worth protecting over. And I like the enemy is on our left for sure. But whenever we have some on our own side that are gross individuals like this guy is, and we protect him over censoring somebody who literally was conspiring with Jeffrey Epstein and thought, hey, we won't call out what's wrong on your side. Just don't call out what's wrong on ours. Like, that's the grossness, because we're going to fight the left when they're against our Christian values. We don't protect the ones on the right when they're also against our Christian values.
That's right.
So. And I think you're complicit in this if you cannot hold these people accountable and aren't willing to do the hard thing.
That's exactly right, because we're talking about the policies and we're against the policies, but eventually you become what you do. And that's what we're talking about now. These people are becoming what they're doing. We should all be concerned.
They just endorsed his behavior. That's disgusting. On that note, we'll be right back. We've got a whole lot more to cover. Tommy Tuberville, the Charlotte riots, lots of things going on. You're listening to Right Side Radio. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Phil Williams here. I want to remind you that Inspire Advisors is one of our sponsors and they are doing amazing work. Look, I know this audience. You're the kind of folks who believe in standing up for your principles. You're good stewards of your resources. But what if the companies you were investing in don't reflect your values at all? Well, that's why you need to meet Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. Because Inspire Advisors, they are experts in the field of biblically responsible investing. They can help you grow your bottom line while also be proud of what companies you're investing in. Inspire Advisors, check them out. Their website, www.moneypatternwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio.
Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Allison Sinclair and JP. The word of the day, the phrase of the day is, we don't dislike them enough. How about that? Also, part two, because I'd like to propose on the show after we have named our goose, and y'all have sent some hilarious names in.
Duck, duck.
We also maybe want to debut in addition to a word of the day, starting with your best word ever, Allison, the "we told you so" section.
Is there a word for that? Let's Google it. Is there a word that means "we told you so"?
Yeah.
Or do you just have to keep it in phrase form?
I'm trying to think of any. I'll look it up.
Sequitur? Maybe there's like a Latin. Yes. That's it. That's it. But we need, under like every day or the days that maybe we said something last week or perhaps yesterday and "we told you so," we need a little phrasey phrase for that.
Apparently, "told ya" is a word.
Told ya?
It's one word.
T-O-L-D-J-A. Told ya.
Told ya.
The "told ya" segment.
Is that like in the Urban Dictionary or is this in the... What
told
is
this is actually from Quora, which is, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Unreliable. Oh. But so, it's a common and casual abbreviation.
Okay, so on one, two, three, we're going to say that word together, introducing our new segment, and then you can play the lady in question. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mike says it's duh.
Duh.
Oh, I like that even better. You want to do duh?
I like duh.
Okay.
Duh.
I'm going to count us down. Starting with one, and then that.
That's not down. You can't go one, two, three, and say you're counting
down. No, I know. I realize I said that backwards. Okay, I'm going to count us down. We're going to say the word, and then play. Okay?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Duh.
The issue with the new information that you just indicated, is the department seeking information perhaps from the Epstein estate, because Mr. Blanche did not have that information when he interviewed Ghislaine Maxwell? What new information, and would you limit the new investigation to just those named persons that the president talked about, or is this a broad, open-ended investigation?
I would refer to the Deputy Attorney General's post that he put out on X, and we're not going to say anything else on that because now it is a pending investigation in the Southern District of New York.
Pam Blondie.
Our attorney general is now referring to X and tweets as her response to the American people.
What are you doing?
Apparently nothing. Or she's involved in everything. Y'all are getting a trend in my brainicle.
Everybody's involved.
Everybody's going down.
And all the things.
All the things. But I mean, what else? It's when they lie to us and they do shady stuff.
That was a good save.
This, I feel like we don't have a choice but to question everything.
No, we have to. This is why we exist. To point this out, because our listeners are living busy lives and we enjoy the conversation. But we have a uniparty. We can't think that we don't after complete nonsensical situations like this where we fail to do the right thing. We vote for me. I'm a principled conservative. And then I go and act like a douchebag behind closed doors and do what's wrong. And then now we have our attorney general that's like, but we're going to hold some things back. What? So I can protect my friends? What choice do we have than to ask questions of people we thought we could trust? We are simply asking for the truth, unless you don't think we can handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
That's a good button.
We should add that. And now we're here. Both sides going, what's going on?
Well, here's how I read it. If there's, because there's a provision in this law that was just passed that gives Pam Bondi full discretion to redact things in the Epstein files that would hurt national security or national intelligence, something along those lines. I feel like that's an answer in itself, though. Like, if it's such, which I understand, obviously, like, if with any other, like the JFK files, for example. If there's stuff in there from the past, which I don't know how there would be, that, you know, probably should leave out because it could put, you know, intelligence in a bad spot today, whatever. Like with normal release of information like that, I understand. But if it's such a cornerstone with the Epstein one in particular that we have to redact things for national security and national intelligence, you're kind of telling on yourselves with that alone. Because now you're saying you don't want, I don't know, current intelligence agencies to be, I don't know, put on the spot or hurt because what, a sex trafficker and a pedophile, those files are going to get released. I don't know. That's a bit of an answer in its own to me. Like, okay, they're telling on themselves, which I really didn't need that. I have a feeling I know what was going on with Epstein already, but I don't know. And Mike Johnson said that he was disappointed the Senate didn't make more tweaks to the Transparency Act and that him and the president were having ongoing conversations about it. It's like, it's disappointing, but them doing that, it's an answer within itself, mm-hmm. I feel
agree.
Like.
Agree.
Can I play this clip the old school way where I just hold up my phone to the microphone?
Or if you give me like a minute, I can have it on the computer.
Okay. Well, I just want to, if you want to get it queued up, it's Thomas Massey talking about this exact thing. Why are you giggling?
Because we have a producer and he likes to play things and that makes us both very happy.
It does. But I'm so used to just
the old
raw dogging it and just holding it up. Yeah. So anyway, I will say in this discussion, because I'm still stuck on, I cannot believe we're here. And I cannot believe how my innocent, everybody always does good mind has transformed over the years. I will say, please prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. If anybody has anything, Pam Bondi, prove me wrong. I would love for you to prove me wrong. Mm-hmm. If any of our listeners have anything to back up that we're on the wrong track, please reach out to us. I'm not saying I'm right, but I am saying with where we are after what we went through with the election, with COVID, with all the transgender crap, with what's going on in our schools, with the immigration taking over, with, I mean, everything that's happening, you cannot tell me that there isn't a coordinated effort by someone to make all these things happen, or in the case of the Epstein files, not happen. I would love to be wrong, but just don't think I am.
By the way, I got that clip ready whenever you want it.
Okay, let's play Thomas Massey talking about why the Epstein files is so difficult to get through.
It's that simple.
Why do you think he is working so hard not to get them released for so many months? What do you think the real reason is?
These files implicate billionaires and friends of him, of his, and of political donors that he's trying to protect. And Epstein also had close ties to our own intelligence agencies and Israel's intelligence agencies. That's why there's so much effort in trying to stop this. And I do believe they'll try to stop it somewhere else. And that's going to backfire on them, too.
So he's talking about Trump, which a little bit that pivoted.
Pivot.
Still need a pivot button.
Pivot.
You have a pivot button?
No.
You went to hit a button.
I need to get a list of all the buttons in one day. I'll make them all one day.
We'll make you a list.
Because Trump now is saying, give him everything. But again, this is how the theater goes. Give him everything. But we're going to give Pam Bondi the right to retract everything that is national security. So it's this whole game where it looks like all of a sudden Trump is trying to be transparent, but we know we're going to get nothing. And he can say, I told her, as long as it wasn't national security, and get credit for it.
So we're back to a question we asked earlier in the week. What are they distracting us from since this story has gone on since forever? What else is going on? We're over here with the bright, shiny object. We're finally going to get the list. There will be no prosecutions, by the way. We just finally have... Not the list. I understand there's not a list with 1 through 1 million people on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are we being distracted from?
You see, I'm not so sure if this one is that because of how much Mike Johnson and Trump up until this past week has been fighting it, white knuckling it, we're not doing this. And I think Massey and Rokana's petition just got to a point of it's going to happen. So now they're like, okay, well, how do we minimize the damage? How do we, you know, have damage control in this? So I actually don't think this one in particular is a distraction because of how much it had been fought. I think it's just unavoidable at this point.
But what's going to come out of it?
Nothing.
So if they're not going to get anything and they're cosplaying for us and this is the theater of the absurd, surely they're trying to hide something else. Or is it that they're just hiding how nasty they are? Like they wanted us to know a little bit, just not that much.
I'm with JP on this one. I think this is the thing. And I think all the other things were the distraction. Like if you notice, they dropped some J6 stuff a few weeks ago.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. That went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Trying everything to get us off of this kick, and it doesn't work because just like your kids, when they don't let you in the door, the more they protest, you're like, you're doing coke in the room. I know it. And chasing it with Jack Daniels. I know it. And so that's exactly what this is. Okay. I think this is the thing. I think this is what could bring globally governments, not just people, but governments crashing down. And it was to be protected and kept secret at all costs. And it still will be.
Yeah.
Or maybe so. Protecting current intelligence operations.
I do
that's
think
the scary
that.
One.
I do think that. But okay, I can buy that. I buy it. I'm in. I think you're right about it. But it's just fascinating.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. And yet we want to be over it and we're over it. And here it still is. Okay. All right.
But good on us. We forced the issue.
Yes, which is encouraging.
I'm probably still not going to be satisfied. So be it. You shouldn't run for office if you don't want the pressure. Right? Just step down. All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll cover lots more news. I have some hot flash news. We've got some Alabama news. We'll do all the things. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Right Side. I'm Amy Beth with Allison and JP. We're having a Wednesday. We thought we'd get further, but we got stuck and hung up on the whole Epstein situation. And I think you guys have sufficiently convinced me, along with many people, that this is the thing. Although I leave a teeny tiny space because I feel like they're always trying to pull one over on us.
Yeah. Fair.
But we have lots of texts from y'all. So thank you. Who do we want to start with?
Well, Brad from Crimestone County, it kind of went over my head, but let's read it. You want to read it?
Sure. I don't know if there's one word for, quote, see, I told you so, a la the late Rush Hudson Limbaugh III, but the French have a term for when you think of the perfect comeback, when it's too late to employ it, a la George Costanza. Esprit l'escalade. L'escalier. Literally, it means, quote, wit of the staircase.
I enjoy that.
I don't know what that means. I'm thinking.
By the time you get to the staircase, shazam, the idea hits you.
Oh, I was stuck on pivot. Okay. No, that's right. And that's the worst feeling, actually, when you're going to bed and like somebody said something. And you can't think of what to say back until it's like 3 hours later and it's the perfect comeback and the moment's gone.
It's like in the shower thinking back on the day. It's like,
yeah, dang it. Should have said
this
that.
Like that. No. Yeah.
That would have really gotten them. Trats.
It's good.
Brad from Madison also says they may need to withhold information for two valid purposes. One, information to be used in a current or future prosecution. And two, sources or methods used by intelligence agencies, quote, or parentheses, not to prevent embarrassment or to cover up violations. But that's the thing. That's what I was saying. Like, that tells on themselves. If they have to protect methods or sources used by intelligence agencies with Jeffrey Epstein, hint, hint, hello, that's kind of an answer within itself. Mm-hmm. But...
You know, I think following Mike Benz on X, do you follow him? He's a great intelligence follow, laying out information. So Republican, small r Republican. They have opened my eyes, those two, over the last 2 years to the shenanigans of our government and to the deep state with receipts. They don't just talk about it. They provide info, details, examples. And I do agree with y'all that if this comes out and we see the web that has been woven worldwide, we will be shocked. That's the part that I think you may have said in break. I don't know which one of you said in break. I don't know if we're ready for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we ready for the whole truth of the Epstein files? It's like, I don't know. It, like Allison said, like in governments may be, maybe not crumbling, but oof. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of truth. I don't know if we can handle all the truth, but we should still get the files out.
Yeah.
Like that's an easy one.
Yep.
Let's see. What
so Jim from Harvest has a good, and I was actually about to say this. I don't think this is the case, but if there is an investigation, Pam has to be very careful. I love that we're on first name basis. Pam.
Pam.
Pam has to be very careful what she says. Remember when Charles Manson nearly got a mistrial because President Nixon said he was guilty. I get that. But don't you think we're far enough down the road that they would have had that cleaned up? I mean, they've had Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. She's not talking. They haven't really gotten much. She said she would talk.
She got a puppy.
She did get a puppy, yeah. And moved How to sweet. Like the penthouse of prison. I do get that, and that's a valid argument. My spidey senses say that's not what's happening here.
But the reason given for why Pam can redact this was for national security. So not for
protection.
Not for messing up any future prosecutions, which I would agree. Yeah, I'm not expecting Pam Bynum to go up into the press and say, this person's guilty, this person's guilty, this person's guilty. But if, you know, given her full authority to redact whatever she needs to for, quote, national security, that's just one of those, okay.
Mm-hmm. Which could mean I need to redact President Trump, all these people's names, because you can't have a presidentless. Gosh, what if it took out like the entire line of secession?
Oh, my word. Maybe we'd be all better off, though.
I mean, it makes sense. Speaker of the House is in there somewhere. I'm just saying. We'll be right back.